Good morning and welcome. My name is Phil Morris. This is my marathon blog. This is my training scheme to get me to marathon middle to end of May 2017. Just a quick summary of activities over the week. Week so far has been pretty good. I've done 18.7 miles in 3 hours and 9 minutes, an elevation gain of 243 feet. My Strava, I'm following 158 people. I have 97 followers, and my week's activities from Strava, which is from Monday to Sunday, was on Monday, Thursday and Friday. Going to do a park run today and I've got my long run tomorrow. So I'll be well over my normal setting of 20 miles per week. Expecting to go up closer to 30 miles per week for this early phase of marathon training. Looking at Statistics Under Polar, which is my watch, and on their website, their summary for the week, which is a Monday through Sunday. That's everything adjusted back to both devices, recording Strava and Polar, and now Mondays to Sundays. Right, on my Polar, splitting out the individual three sessions of running I've done so far. I did an hour and 12 minutes on Monday, and I did 47 minutes on Thursday, and I did 1 hour and 10 minutes on Friday. Expect to be doing a 5K plus a warm-up and warm-down today, as normal. Things missed from my polar training program: the strength training on Tuesday, mobility on Wednesday, and static mobility on Thursday. Not really good at picking these things up. I must try and do better because I'm sure it will help. So my summary for the week, activities from both of them, 3 hours and 9 minutes. Distance covered, 18 miles, 0.8. Using my polar watch, my activities is 1 day, 5 hours. Total calories through exercise is 10,947. The podcasts will get more structured as time goes on. I hope to do it at least weekly. Preferably with snap sessions in between to cover things. I want to talk about how I got into running, what the difference has made, and other changes I've done in my life, like I'm trying to reduce my body weight now down to 10 stone 11, objective of getting down to 10 stone by the time of the marathon. The training program for next week, just swap views so I can't quite see what I'm looking at. Right. Well, the other aspect I wanted to look at polar recovery status. I'm still in the balance zone. With the exception of came back into balance zone on Tuesday and shot out of it. But that could be mainly because during last week's park run, which I got a PB of 24:42, I couldn't get my heart rate monitor to work, so I think polar defaults to making it more because unless it's got the evidence, it says it's a more strenuous exercise than it actually is, which put me up into the strain section from Monday, Sunday through Monday. But I'm now in the balance zone. The heart rate zones, as during this week, just 2 minutes and 12 seconds in heart rate zone 5, 16%, which is 1%, heart rate zone 4, 47 minutes, heart rate zone 3, 2 hours 35 minutes and 22 seconds, and in zone 2, 1 hour 35 and 25, and in zone 1, 5 minutes and 17 seconds. Under my program, I'm going live from my my current running index is sitting at 50. The average has come back up a little. Well, I've got still in the data bank, I've got some very low values, which were 39s back in January, to get average back out, and was it a 44 right at the beginning of the year. This week I've had a 53 yesterday, a 51 the day before. Earlier in the week, it was a 52, and I got a 55 on Sunday the 5th. So I'm quite chuffed with that. At the moment, projected marathon time, 4 hours and 2 minutes. Ironically, even though I got a PB of 24.42, it's projected 5K time was 25:20, so obviously I'm a bit performing a bit better than that, that I think is because my averaged running index has been dragged down by a couple of very low values, which should come out before the end of my training period. And today, the weather forecast, it's currently 2 degrees. It's supposed to be snowing today. We got tiniest flakes of snow, millimetre size. It's lying on cold metal surfaces. It's not really lying on roads or anything like that. But for us, we don't get a lot of snow. It's been quite a cold week. Most of the running's been done around about 2 degrees. Mark, but it's been dry and clear of snow. Follow up to my first week. Yeah, well, it's been pretty good. I'll talk about my last part of the week, which was Saturday, where I got a PB of 24 minutes, 23 seconds, and that was all thanks to a guy named Andy, who was a 24-minute pacer, and I managed to stay with him for the first couple of laps. So that was a good plus. And then today, disaster yesterday. I couldn't get my heart rate monitor to work. Battery went flat, and then I replaced it with a Duff battery, and then I replaced it with another Duff battery, recovered the situation later when I realised that my batteries that I've been keeping for the monitor, I think they're all fit for the bin, and I got other batteries and they work fine, so that was great. So I missed my long run yesterday, planned to do that on Tuesday, this to be Monday, Today, just to give you an idea of what I've done today. Today, I did a 54-minute, 57-second session. It's actually longer than that, but I messed up with my watch and I pressed the wrong buttons, and I ended up having to losing the last half mile or so of the event. So this morning's run was a little different for me. I've not done this style before. Excuse the dog. This was a different style for me. It was 20 minutes in the heart rate zones 1 and 2, followed by 20 minutes in heart zone 4. And then I was supposed to slow down a bit, but I didn't, to finish the session. So warm up, look from my Strava trace, wrong display. I should know what I'm doing with this. Yeah, effectively the first 2 miles were 11:45ing, well 11:45 and 11:30ing, and then the third mile was 8:55, then 8:29, and then 8:12, and then finishing off with 8:45. So my total run today was 5.6 miles. The average was 9:40, and the calories used was 797. My fastest split was 8:12. My heart rate average was 141, and the maximum heart rate was 166, which gave us quite a good run. Quite enjoyed it. My max speed, in my greater than 7 minutes, well, faster than 7:16, I managed to be up there for 1:27, which is not a lot, 3%. Another 3% in VO2 max, so that was the two faster ones. Majority of the time was in the active recovery, which was 22 minutes. That was just the warm-up, 41%. And then there was a tempo session, which was 16 minutes, roughly a third. And threshold, 6 minutes, 51. So it was a good run overall. One thing I forgot to mention, that I had a really good running index this morning, of 54. So that's altered the projected estimate. It's moved the marathon time down to 3:57, which is a 5-minute improvement. And it's also improved my 5K time down to 24:50, which ironically I've got a PB of 24:23, so I'm quite chuffed with that. Because my running index average now is 51.